Welcome to the AI for Interior Designers podcast, where creativity meets cutting-edge technology. In each episode, we dive deep into the world of artificial intelligence and explore how it's revolutionizing the interior design industry. From AI-powered design tools to the latest trends and innovations, we've got you covered. So plug in, relax, and let's embark on this exciting journey together. Welcome to AI for Interior Designers podcast. P.S. This intro was written by and voiced by AI to sound like your host, Jenna Good-Dusek.
Jenna here, and we have episode 6 of the AI for Interior Designers podcast, and I have a guest today that I'm very excited to be speaking with. We've been chatting for a few months now, ever since he actually reached out to me on Instagram and was like, hey, I'm working on this really cool AI platform for architects and interior designers. Do you want to check it out? I was like, yes, and we've kept in touch for the past couple of months, and he's going to be explaining what the platform is all about today and how it helps interior design professionals, architects, and everybody in between. So I'm very excited to have Taylor Schmidt with me today from Corbu AI. Welcome. Thank you for coming. I appreciate it.
Hey, thank you for that intro, Jenna. Very excited to be here today. Excited for the conversation.
Yeah. Your program is very different. Do you want to tell us a little bit about what it is, just high level, and then we'll get into slightly technical information?
Yeah, of course. And I also think it might be good for me to just have the audience understand my background is from the design space. So I was fortunate to grow up in a family of construction as well as interior design. And naturally, that kind of set me down the path for architecture. And I've really tried to apply that lens with all the technology in the space and how best can it be leveraged for both interior designers and architects and people in the AEC industry. So high level, we call Corbu your AI design assistant. And we want that to be pretty intentional in the sense of designers can be thinking about AI as a true assistant to their design process versus an autopilot that does everything for you. Of course, it's not a replacement. There's a lot of value that professional designers bring, and we want this to be thought as an extension of the designer's hand and a way to amplify their current design process, not at all on the lines of, you know, removing the need for designers. So part of the reason that I'd started Corbu is because this was 2022, and at the time, there's only DALL-E, which is OpenAI's text-to-image generator. And that was great, kind of having it act like a super Pinterest and getting better ideas for my clients at my own practice. But there wasn't a platform specifically built for architects to leverage this technology. So my blue-collar genes kind of kicked in, and I got super curious about, you know, what's going on with AI, how can this affect positively the design process and professional designers. So what I'm building is really addressing those issues. So think of Corbu as aggregating a lot of these different workflows of AI into one platform. So of course, that's text to image, like what we see with Midjourney and DALL-E, but it also gets into image editing, which is what you'll find on Adobe Firefly. And then of course, the rendering process, which is probably a lot of the flashy things people have seen of turning a sketch into an image or replacing the need for other rendering engines like maybe Enscape or Lumion or V-Ray. AI is really powerful at that. But the explanation we'll give people is it isn't meant to completely replace Enscape, because Enscape does a really good job at some high-detailed, high-fidelity renderings. AI just gets you to like a good enough space or a good enough spot in, you know, 1/100th of the time. So we're finding it used at just different processes in the workflows. I think viewing Corbu as an AI design assistant, viewing Corbu as an aggregation of different design workflows, leveraging AI.
Okay, that's awesome. And a lot of information to get started, but like, totally makes sense. So if you've never seen their platform before today, first of all, we're going to invite you to go check it out. But you're going to go over some of the key features that designers and architects, that's ideally who would use this, right? Firms, independent designers, that's typically
Yeah. The product is built a little bit more for businesses rather than the sole designer or solo designer. One of the unique features is that we're actually able to teach Corbu the style of a firm and then have that style become more apparent in the images that get generated. So you're kind of, you know, teaching your design assistant what it is the style of your firm represents. And then as you generate designs, you can stay in the style of my own firm, which is very different than the firm down the street or even what you find with Midjourney. That's kind of looking at, you know, the masses and what people describe as beautiful or modern design. But professional designers have their own unique design style. And that's what we kind of teach each business profile.
Okay, so when a designer signs up for the program, they can go in and upload like their portfolio images and start to train their, for lack of a better word, portal, like wherever they're doing this stuff in.
Yeah.
Okay, so their understanding is kind of like their whole Pinterest inspiration board, but it is their work. It is showing like, you know, their style overall.
Yep.
And then that applies to any work that they're doing with the imagery that they're creating in the program.
Yep. So you can call upon your style when the time comes if you want. Okay. So of course, there's a base model and you don't need to train Corbu to understand your style. But this is one of the features that kind of differentiates Corbu from other products in the industry.
Okay. You were telling me before we went live about another feature that I am super excited about because I didn't know that it was out yet. Designers I know are going to love it. So with real products, you want to tell us a little bit about how that works?
Yeah. So, you know, there's many workflows that you can do on Corbu, starting with text to image, image editing, rendering. And then there's new workflow that Jen is talking about is having the ability to actually place real objects in the scene. So, and you might have to help me explain this.
Yeah, it's hard with just words and no visuals.
It is hard with just words, but, you know, let's say you have an existing image of a living room or an existing rendering. What you can do is go on your supplier, your manufacturer's website, pull an image of a new couch to place into that living room, kind of drop it into Corbu, and then that couch will appear in that image of the space. And this isn't like Photoshop where you're just kind of dropping it in and layering it on top. It actually embeds it into the 3D space, both with shade, shadow, and context. And it does a really good job at getting across the idea of what that object would be within the space. And of course, this is without any 3D modeling, which you might need to ultimately 3D model the actual asset. But if the client's interested in 10 different options, it's not worth your time to 3D model all of them when you will only need to end up modeling one. So where Corbu can come in is to help you quickly iterate between the different options that the client is interested in or for yourself. You know, part of the value add of what we're building is you increase that feedback loop. And what used to be a 2-week process, you now can get done in a day. And if you spread that out, the time frame of a real design project, that actually adds up pretty quickly. And I think a lot of people are kind of used to like this 2-week cycle of like, okay, you know, here are my thoughts, make the designs, present back. And what's really, really exciting is to see people kind of increase that feedback loop to become, you know, daily or twice a week meetings, just because you're able to get the image out there a lot quicker.
Yeah, that's a brilliant use case. So I'm just going to recap, put it in my words, and make sure that we're, you know, describing this as visually as we can. So say I have either an empty room and I've like taken a picture of that wall that I want this sofa and maybe arrangement on, or maybe I've done a line drawing in, you know, one of my programs. I use my visualizer for my visuals, but I can get, you know, nice elevation line drawings. So let's say I bring in an image that's fairly empty or even has a sofa already in the picture. I can basically come over, use this, like, if you're familiar with Photoshop, like a lasso tool type thing, to highlight the area that I would want that sofa to be seen. I take a picture from the manufacturer's website of that sofa. I put it into basically the programming and say, here's the sofa. I want it in this color. if it's, you know, something different. He just showed me one and he was like, what color do you want it? And I said blue, and it just came out in various shades of blue, keeping the integrity of the original image that of the sofa that we uploaded. And then it just interjects it to where you had the lasso tool and told it to go. So you're basically now like putting this model without needing to model it in a BIM software, and you're putting that image, and you can manipulate the image for color reasons or whatever, and it overrides into the original source image. I hope that that was clearer. I'm sure that it wasn't. So they're just going to have to go try it out. But
yeah, it's fun. No, that was a great description. And it's fun because part of our core thesis as a company is that the image is what defines that conversation between all the stakeholders of a project, and especially mm-hmm. between client and designer. And now we're kind of going against that thesis, trying to explain it with words. So I would recommend, you know, get in touch. Would love to show you what this actually means.
Yeah.
But it is a very effective way of portraying that design intent of a project.
Okay. That's awesome. All right. So this whole thing, as you're describing, is to make designers work more efficiently and produce a higher caliber of visuals for communication as they're working through their design flow. Save, you know, time, which is money. That is ultimately the end goal for all of this. So we went through just like two features so far. What other things can you do with the program?
Yeah, so we've been describing it as your internal Pinterest. And what you're able to do on Corbu is actually take either your existing Pinterest library of saved images and saved pins. You can take any images that you've gotten off of Instagram and upload that to your own portal so that you're able to search through them using AI, which means you don't need to manually tag them and say, hey, this image is an interior living room with this type of couch. Corbu will kind of look at all the images. It does a pretty good job at picking out certain elements, which allows you to search through your Pinterest as if it was already tagged by a real designer. So we're finding that the image database is actually a really effective way to kind of go back through both generated images and upload images. Mm-hmm. And something that Jen and I had talked about on our last call is potentially integrating a true product catalog, whether that's coming internally from the design firm or any promoted product partners. But the idea being is just with the image, there's a lot you can do today. And, you know, we're not currently planning to get into the 3D space. But I think that's part of this new design process with AI, which almost allows people who didn't have that ability to draw to some extent. Because mm-hmm. I think a lot of people, including myself, kind of fantasize about the designers who can draw upside down and with their eyes closed and right in front of the client.
Not me.
And right.
Yeah.
And it is really impressive. But now what can happen with AI is you're kind of able to do that. And this is all on the screen, of course, not actual pen and paper. Mm-hmm. But having that ability to live design and to kind of work through and workshop something, you know, that two-week process can become a day or even quicker now.
Mm-hmm. That's a great point, just to take this out in the field. Is it currently just a browser application or is there an app?
Yeah, it's just a browser application. Okay. We've discussed about, it's just browser at the moment.
Okay. I appreciate that. I think that things that you try and do as an app are just always so limited and your program's very robust. So it makes sense that it would be, on your browser that you have to access it. So for me, somebody that has never been able to draw, and that was my reason for getting into this visual space for interior design. I love that because now we don't have to search for the images. We can make them by text as we're in a meeting with our client, or we can, you know, drop in a sofa and show them how that looks right then and there. There's no like going back and talking to assistants. Like if you can train an entire firm from the people that are, you know, doing the, I don't know, procurement and just like design assistant work and intern work to the designer that's actually doing this and meeting with the client in the field. If everybody can learn this type of program, like that's ideal because then there's no like cogs in the chain, right? Like everybody can keep the project moving from start to finish.
Absolutely. Yeah. And
okay.
it, it's, I think, a very exciting point in time, because if you look at many of the existing softwares, and I'm sure a lot of people will relate to this, it's kind of overwhelming to take the time and learn something new. And, you know, it's going to take 2 years and no one has the time to actually do that. But the nice thing about Corbu, at least, is if you have the ability and the knowledge of uploading images and dropping them into a browser, you could figure this out. And we want it to kind of be this balance of super simple and then with the option of customization. So just like what we see within firms is sometimes you have people that know the software a little bit better. That might still happen in this case, whether that's through a AI manager or you know, your chief technologist officer, chief AI officer.
Start to see those.
That's right. That's right. At a very surface level, it is built to be used by everyone in the firm.
Okay, that's awesome. So I've talked about MIDI and DALL-E, and, you know, those are generative text type softwares, right? Because a lot of designers that are listening to this podcast, just they're starting out, like, you know, they're not really where we are, and you're way like advanced than I am, but they're just barely starting their AI journey, right? So what is the difference between what this program does and, you know, what MIDI DALL-E does?
Yeah, great question. So MIDI and DALL-E are good for just the ideation portion of design. So that's going from the initial text to an image. You can think of that truly as like a super Pinterest. And MIDI is really impressive. I would recommend people check it out. Every image just looks stunning. The difference with Corbu is the underlying technology is called Stable Diffusion, which is open source. And that essentially means anyone could use it, versus a closed source company like OpenAI, ironically, or MIDI. They're using models that have been built internally just for that company. So this has actually been a big reason behind the wave of AI, is you take this very powerful technology and you let anyone use it. So for any company you come across outside of OpenAI Midjourney, everyone's using Stable Diffusion. That's the only option you have. And with Stable Diffusion, that is similar to Midjourney and DALL-E, because you can go from text to image. But because it's open source, other very smart people have built additional technology on top of it. And one specific model is called ControlNet, which allows you to upload an image of a scene, kind of what you'll see with the sketch to image or the 3D model to image or line art to image. You can take that initial input image and then get a rendering out of it. So that's all built off of ControlNet, which is, again, open source, very powerful. Anyone can use it. Where Corbu comes in is it's built kind of a layer on top of that. And it's taking that core technology and making it easier to use, making it scalable for businesses, and then allowing users to personalize it within their firm.
Okay, that's great. So I think that that should make sense because you explained it so well. I think people might just need to like get in here and like try it and see what that like really means. So you did just mention the sketch portion of the program, where you can basically take a sketch and you can put it over the top of the image. You didn't talk about that earlier. Do you want to explain what that feature is and maybe a use case for designers?
Oh, yeah. So if we go back to the comment earlier, we all fantasize about the people who can draw upside down with their eyes closed, right? Doing a handstand. So for those people who still have the ability to draw, you can actually leverage this tech much better than those who don't have the ability to draw. And the example workflow on our platform is you can take an existing space of a client's project, of their living room, kitchen, and then using whatever drawing app you use, whether that's Morpholio or Procreate, or even Tracepaper if you still sketch by hand. And then you can upload that sketch and image to our platform, where we'll turn that sketch on an image into a render. So today, people would use tools like InPainting which is just like you explained it earlier, like that lasso tool, right? And then you lasso over a section of the image and you say, place a chair here. Mm-hmm. Well, that's giving the AI a lot of freedom and creativity. But if you're able to sketch over that image with a lasso tool and upload a sketch of the chair that you want to go there, then the AI can use that sketch and generation to give you more control of that output. So if you do have that ability to sketch, you are able to better leverage this tech in your design process. So, you know, I still encourage people to learn about hand drawing and sketching, and it's forever going to be the most valuable design tool. Mm-hmm. And for those who already have that skill set, there's other workflows you can do to really leverage that.
That's great. So when you... So you have your base image, right? You do the sketch, you upload the sketch, you tell it where you want it to go in your base image. And then you also have a like generative text box where you can basically bring that sketch to life, right? So if it's like a copper fixture that you're putting over an island and you sketch the fixture, then you tell it what finishes it needs to be in, and then it will incorporate that into the design plan. Is that correct?
Yep. Yep.
Okay. Okay.
And you just touched on an interesting learning curve of this tech, which is how to properly prompt it.
Okay.
So one workflow that we've started to see pick up a little bit more traction is actually prompting images with another image.
Okay.
So instead of describing the scene as modern, bohemian, chic with tan colors and gold accents, you know, if you've taken an image from one of your past projects, you can upload that image that is this modern bohemian chic and have that guide the generation. So it is possible to use the software without any text prompting. You can just prompt it with an image, which again, with design, so much of the discussion is facilitated with the image. So we really want to emphasize that on Corbu.
Mm-hmm. So let's say I had the color palette of the room. I've already selected all of the paint swatches, things like that. How would I use that? So let's say I have like either a line drawing or like a render that I did that's conceptual, you know, for instance, or an empty picture of the space, right? And then I've got just the color palette. Maybe I don't do the whole concept board. Maybe I do, you tell me. But let's just say I have the colors that I want in that image. What can I do with that? Like, how can I incorporate that?
Yeah, absolutely. So you can upload that as the reference image. So if you have that view of the 3D space or the sketch or the living room, you know, that is your source image. And then your color palette, this mood board you put together, acts as the reference image.
Okay.
So we have firms using that as a way to, I'm going to describe it as delighting the customer. Because typically you just have the 3D model that's all white or with some materials, and then you show the color palette. Because it doesn't make sense at that stage to maybe apply all the mood colors into the space because you're still ideating.
Yep.
But what you can now do with Corbu is take that color palette and apply it to the source image, and in 10 seconds you get that option. Mm-hmm. So it's a lot easier now to get the client to better understand what their space can look like. And it's kind of finding that balance of looking at existing workflows and how to integrate AI to them, and then where can completely new workflows exist. And we try to kind of push the boundaries of both.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Going back to our first ever conversation, the thing that I really liked about this program and your mission behind this program is that it enhances, and that is like key, right? Like it, coming from your background, your whole family's background, and what you're trying to do here, like it is not to replace. And I know that there's a few Stable Diffusion programs out there that are just like, here, homeowners, go have at it. You know, like that is not this. This is like, we understand your workflow. We understand the type of visuals that you need. Here's how you can utilize it and save yourself time. That is ultimately like the goal of this program.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. And it's it's super super interesting coming across companies that actually have that tagline of fire your interior designer, right? Completely replace the professional.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I think it's an interesting thought experiment to what would need to exist from a technological aspect of AI to completely replace the designer. But because we're dealing with the physical world, people have to be involved.
Yeah.
And the value of the designer comes from really drawing out the ideas from the client and understanding the context and adding that empathy as the designer does to, you know, come to that perfect design. So I would encourage people to start, and fortunately they have your podcast, you know, leaning into AI and embracing it as much as they can. Because although, you know, part of my initial reaction to AI when I saw images get generated was almost fearful. Mm-hmm. Right? Because like you see this beautiful image, you're like, okay, I could not have drawn that. It would have taken me 10 hours to 3D model and render it. And I'm like, all right, what's going on here? So for me, that like kind of got a curiosity light bulb in my head to really dive in on what this technology is. And of course, design is so much more than the image. Mm-hmm. However, the image is a really effective way to communicate. So as a designer, I think we should be using this to better communicate with our clients. But of course, there's so much more to the process than just the image. And that's why we will still have professional designers.
Mm-hmm. I love that. Thank you for that. We appreciate it.
Yeah.
All right. Is there anything else that you want to leave us with today? Anything maybe in the pipeline that you want to share, or how designers can get started with it right now?
Yeah, absolutely. So where we're at today is we're finding that businesses of maybe 5 and up designers tend to get a lot of that, a lot of the value that Corbu brings. It is intended to be built for businesses where you can start to personalize the AI to understand your style. And because of that, that just tends to come with larger design firms. So if you kind of fit that profile of, you know, maybe 5-10 designers up to, you know, 20-30 and above, I'd say, you know, now is definitely a good time to get in touch with us. Of course, the solo designer can benefit from this, and they should. Mm-hmm. So you can still reach out to us. Mm-hmm. But part of where we're positioning ourselves is definitely for the business. On the roadmap, that's a great question. I would say a lot of what we're planning is going to be user-defined.
Okay.
So, you know, a year ago, kind of where we were heading might have been a little different. And the changes come from getting this tech in front of designers and then getting their feedback on, hey, this is great. You know, like, mm-hmm. let's focus more on this workflow. Or, you know, that's not quite as effective as it could be. How can we change it? Mm-hmm. So if you're really interested and excited in this tech, please reach out. I kind of say that we're in the schematic design phase. So the nice. the main idea of the project is there, and now it's just refinements and optimizing it to better address the workflows of designers. So if you have high excitement, high curiosity, please get in touch. I do this 24/7.
Yeah,
I'm always trying to hop on calls with Jenna and hear more about what she sees and what she thinks. And yeah, I think right now getting that feedback and user direction is where we're at.
Okay, that's awesome. So I'm going to put it in the show notes, but where would they go? Because right now it's technically not like officially launched, right?
Yes. Yeah. So
okay,
I would have them reach out to me.
Okay.
You can add my email in the show notes.
We'll do that.
Yeah. We're still working with our design partners to get the product to a more public release date. And that's been pretty exciting because you're working with a high interest group of people that's given really good feedback. And, you know, we'll plan for later in the year to do a public launch. But for now, it's really enjoyable to kind of get these early design partners onto the platform with great feedback and kind of help us get ready for the public launch.
Yeah. I mean, just in the time frame that we've been talking, you've been like giving me the tour of everything every few weeks or so. It's come a really long way in a short amount of time. So I'm excited to see where it goes with, you know, additional feedback and wherever I can offer my 2 cents, happy to always do that. But I do appreciate that you're not just like running to market with this, you know, like you're waiting until all the pieces kind of come together. You've got a good like market understanding of what the goals are, and you're setting yourself apart from the other programs that also use stable diffusion, and you're really making it with intention, you know, this program. So I appreciate that. I think a lot of other designers are also going to appreciate that. I will include your email in the show notes. And when you actually go live, I hope to have you on again and you can tell us all about all the new things that people can do.
Yeah, absolutely. I love that idea. And you touched on a very good point, which is built by designers and for mm-hmm. designers, which yeah. is really important when you're dealing with a new technology. You know, we're kind of here to give good direction on how internally we would use it as a designer mm-hmm. and have that empathy and relatability kind of come across with our design partners and really, you know, use that third brain, so to speak, to come up mm-hmm. with where the product will ultimately go. So it's been very enjoyable. I would love to come on for the public launch mm-hmm. and looking forward to continuing our conversations.
That's awesome. Well, thank you so much for joining me today. I know that people are going to want to test this after this conversation. So hopefully you'll get some more feedback and people will get to explore it a little bit more and see what it's all about. So thank you. I really appreciate you being here, Taylor.
Amazing. Super enjoyable. Happy Monday. Looking forward to the rest of the week.
Yeah, thank you.
Thanks for listening to today's episode of the AI for Interior Designers podcast. Don't forget to subscribe to this channel and tune in next week for more AI tips for your design business. See you next time.